former President Jerry John Rawlings has asked governments not to consider the opposition as an enemy, since democracy is about providing space for opposition parties to operate. He said in the politics of some countries, one is either a political friend or an enemy, adding that there are no shades of grey in between. Mr. Rawlings said this sort of mindset is exacerbated by the mentality of winner takes all. He said democracy is about losers having political space and the genuine opportunity to win back power at the next electoral test. The former president made the remarks at the opening ceremony of a workshop on government and opposition organized by the Commonwealth Secretariat and the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. We bring you the details.
Former President Rawlings said politics involves the striking of balances and compromises between the executive and the judiciary, between the executive and the legislature, and between the judiciary and the legislature. He noted that democracy does not come with one or two elections, but develops in the course of time. According to him, democracy cannot just be about rhetoric. It must have meaning, strong foundations, and vibrant institutions. It must be inclusive and touch the lives of people. Speaking on the topic, government and opposition, roles and responsibilities, former President Rawlings charged parliamentarians to be selfless advocates, represent the truth, exercise utmost humility, and be ready to sow seeds of social, political, economic, and cultural development for their people and country. He said parliamentary independence has been devalued by the overriding influence of political parties, which tend to teleguide every decision of members of parliament. The former president noted that if parliamentarians draw their remuneration, research resources and other official funding direct from an independent, non-partisan structure, it would encourage them to operate more independently and proactively. Constructive opposition, former President Rawlings noted, is characterized by organized opposition that points out coherently the shortcomings of the government of the day, whilst offering practical alternatives to the electorate and wider group of citizens. Touching on government's responsibilities, the former president said all governments must recognize that their mandate is derived from the people whom they govern, and that in the delegation of authority or the protection of rights and freedoms, they should scrupulously uphold the tenets of the Constitution, which specifies the limits of their power and authority, and defends the rights of the citizenry.
A news desk report.